Up next is Mega Dizzy.
You ask me over and over and over, have you seen my peacock feathered hat? If it was under a four-leaf clover, I'd be on the lawn looking for that. Where is your heart at? Nobody knows that, even though you've him, her, me, and an army searching. I've got a feeling you will be reeling when you walk by and the circus comes to town. And you see me leaving dressed up as a magician or something like that. Your satin flip-flops are hidden in the pockets of your velvet dressing gown. Your diamond cufflinks are hidden in the ruffles of your silk white shirt from town. Where is your heart at? Nobody knows that, even though you've him, her, me, and an army searching. I've got a feeling you will be reeling when you walk by and the circus comes to town. And you see me leaving dressed up as a magician or something like that.
And that was Mega Dizzy with, oh, hold on, I have to queue up the thing here because I have to read the name of it because, oh, dang it, I switched to a different email. Hold on.
I'll save you. It is.
Where? Go ahead, do it. Oh, I got it.
It's Where Is Your Heart At by Jamie Cullum from Meet the Robinsons, which I actually know.
He does. Yeah, because Jeffers knows all, like, the extremely obscure stuff. Like, I know Meet the Robinsons, I just don't know this one. I know, like...
I don't know
Neutron Dance and Future Has Arrived, which I love. If you want to suck up to me at any point in time during the show, sing The Future Has Arrived, because I love that song.
You mentioned it last season, too, I think.
I did? I don't know. I love that song. There's no I can't find a karaoke for it, because I would totally sing it if there was.
Mm-hmm.
Song. All right, so Mega Dizzy. First of all, props for picking, like, a really obscure song from a really obscure movie. Like, it's, like, double obscure. I liked the vocals on this, but I just feel like there needs to be some more energy behind it. I don't know if it was, like, energy or... Because I don't know this song well, but it felt like a song that needed more bounce to it. Kind of like... I don't know. Is that... I'm going to, like, defer to Jeffers here for a moment. Is that the kind of song it's supposed to be? Something?
It's a very... It's a jazzed-up song, which I thought Dizzy did well
okay.
at.
Yeah, that, like... I don't know. See, I kind of thought it was like, kind of like a little snappier.
It's not
know.
A particularly snappy, jazzy song. I don't...
Okay, like, see, that was...
Like, I know the song, and it's not particularly a very showy song, which is... It's kind of like a song. Like, I like it, but it's not the most... Yeah, showy. Jazzy.
It's like an underwhelming song.
Kind of,
to begin with, it's underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know, I still would have liked some more energy. If not bounce, I would have liked some more energy behind it. I don't know. But overall, I thought the vocals were pretty good. I think that you're another one that, from hearing you from like a year ago to now, you're really improving as well. So that is always a good thing. But yeah, I mean, like, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. I'm kind of middle of the road-ish. Him and Han. Jeffers?
Yeah, good job picking something obscure, Dizzy. This is pretty obscure. I thought you captured a song very well, especially that jazzy feel, and you really do jazz well. I don't really have a lot to add. Like, I thought vocally it was good, and you handled the slides and the half, well, not half notes, because me for Bob's gonna rant at me again, but the
half steps.
Yeah, he said something about that in the listen about, I don't know if it was a listen or something, he said something about how, like, you don't say it correctly or something.
When am I ever technically correct?
If it makes you feel better, I said medley for Dylan's critique last time.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, do something when Zelina stops saying medley instead of melody or something like that.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, I thought you handled those tricky elements of the song very well, and the only nitpick I have is a diamond... Coughling or cuffling or something. I have a typo on my notes, but it sounded a tiny bit strained or faltered on that one phrase. But other than that, I thought this was pretty good. Like, I think if anything, the song, you could have done a bit more with a different song. But still, I thought you did good with what you worked with. So, Zell?
I have to agree, I really do like when you do jazz because I think you're really fit for that genre. Blah, 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 blah. I really don't have anything. I mean, I enjoyed listening to it.
Was he the one that did Everybody Wants to Be a Cat last season?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the one that won us over with that one.
Okay. That, I remember that. That was a memorable one. There's been a couple people who were like, oh, they sang this last season. I was like, I don't remember that. But that one I do remember, so yeah.
By the way, I love your mic quality this season around compared to last season.
Oh yeah, your mic. If you've gotten a better mic, you must have, because yeah, that's definitely an improvement as well. So I guess it's a nose time.
I have a yes.
I enjoyed it, so I'll go with yes. I don't know the song well enough to really say it sucked at this part, sucked at this part. So I'll say yes.
Yeah, so it might have been a good thing, because if I knew the song, I might lean more. Like, I'm kind of like, I was in the maybe zone, but it was a maybe leaning towards yes. So you're already in, but I'll say yes anyways. But
She's just trying to make
yeah.
herself look good now.
I
Vote for
might,
Andy.
maybe, possibly. I did before
Maybe.
say that I was going to be the next blonde Disney villain, so. And
Ha.
I'm just manipulating you all into thinking I'm actually nice.
All right.
Okay,
Oh,
who's
look
up
who's
next?
next.
I can't pronounce her name ever.
Neither can I. What is it?
Melanthi?
Melanthe.
I'm pretty sure.
I always read it as methane for some reason.
That's how I read it too. At one point, I was like methylene. Oh, no, that's not
It's
right.
pretty ironic
So,
that she goes right after Dizzy too. Oh.
they probably. Well, wait, what are their timestamps? What are their timestamps? Do they like? What are their timestamps? Wait, show details. This one arrived. You look at the
6:22. 6:22 for error. Mel.
Yeah, they didn't. I was like, it would have been really cute if they turned around and Megan does get turned into 2:36, so no,
Shucks.
that would have been awesome. Oh,
'Cause I know two other people submitted it from the same house, so that'd be pretty awesome if
yeah,
you guys did it too. But anyway.
it would have been adorable.
Anyway, moving on.
I'm as mild and as meek as a mouse. When I hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wings of my fancy, I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Obscurity back to back, right?
Well, obscure for you. Me
Except for
and
me,
Zell
yeah.
got it right off
Oh,
the bat. You
whatever,
did.
whatever. So, what was this again?
In my own little
Own little
corner
corner.
from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which was adapted by Disney into a made-for-TV movie with Brandy, so it does count.
Okay. Okay, so Melanthi, my first note was this was very pop heavy and mic movement heavy. Almost every word in the first half of your audition was popping like crazy. So I guess either stand farther away from your microphone or get like a pop filter or like a stocking or I don't know, something to like prevent that air from...
A sock.
Yeah, a sock. Like I have a sock on my microphone right now, which is dying. But anyway, like just something to help a little bit. For your actual audition, I wasn't crazy about this. At times, it sounded like your tone was very nasal, especially on the higher parts. And I don't know, overall, it sounded a little strained for me, like you needed more breath support or something. And there was a small little break on Milkmaid, which is kind of interesting because the same melody you had on Silkmaid right after was a lot better and it was really pretty. So I don't know. Overall, this isn't so-so for me. Zell?
Yeah, I heard a lot of the pops, and I'm surprised you actually had the same note of the Silkmaid, because I like how she said silk in this one. For me, it was either flat or sharp. A lot of it, I don't remember the song as well as I should. Shame on me. But it didn't sound correct. Like, I had a lot of notes that were either mainly flat or slightly sharp.
Yeah, it was pitchy.
It was just going all over the place. So, yeah, that's all I really have written down.
I need to find a better way to take notes because I keep, like, confusing the notes of this person with the notes of the person before. I'm Puff Police. Hi, how you doing? Puff Police here. So, like, the puffs were really killing me throughout, and just, like, that's a little polishing thing, like, don't touch the microphone when you're using it because while you're singing and recording, because we will hear that. I mean, like, I'm touching my microphone right now, and I'm sure you can probably hear all that stuff that I just did to it. If not, then wow, my Yeti really is a lot better than my old mic. it was pitchy. Like, you were trying to hit the notes, but it was just like slightly under or slightly over the pitch that it was supposed to be on. And some of your words were formed a little weird, and it kind of goes back to like Bright earlier in the evening, where I don't know if it was nasal or if it was just the way you were forming the word that it sounded nasal. So yeah, I'm not sure there. Mm-hmm. That's all I had. So yeses and noes. I'm gonna have to say no for tonight.
I'm gonna have to agree with the no as well.
Chip in my mouth. I also had no. Sorry, Melanthi.
Chip in my mouth. The new no. The new way of saying no.
Sorry, but yeah.
Yeah.
You have two more tries.
You have two more tries. Mm-hmm. Audition again and just be more careful about it. Like, don't again be all over the mic and puffing into it and so on and so forth, because the vocals were not too bad, but those couple of pitchy notes did drag it down a little bit. But I think that you have the potential that just if you focus a little more on it, because it felt a little unfocused at times as well. Like, if you just like concentrate more, I think that you'd see a world a lot better.
Right, just be a little more careful with your song choices as well, because this was almost it could have not worked if we didn't allow it, I guess.
Yeah, it was kind of, because it's technically Rodgers and Hammerstein's first, but Disney did do an adaptation of it, so mm-hmm. we'll let it slide this time, but this is kind of like that red line, but that gray area between things right here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, who's next?
I believe it's Mr. Sister, a.k.a. Margot.
It is Mr. Sister. Let's see how she does.
All right.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog has lifted. lifted, and at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new, and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different now that I see you.
All right, and that was Mr. Sister, or Margo, with I See the Light from Titanic. Titanic. I did not know that Titanic was a Disney movie.
I meant Tangled. Okay.
I see.
That's the cut scene from when she's out in the middle of the water, when the boat sinks.
Oh, dear. Right?
Oh, dear me. All right, from Tangled, my bad.
I'll never let go, Flynn.
All right, first of all, I think this was sung in a higher key. It sounded high for me.
Oh, sound about right to me.
Okay. Like, maybe, like, a half step higher. I'm not sure. My two main nitpicks were more of things that were in the background. I heard either a baby or a toddler and another person, and then metallic noises around, like, 105. Like,
yeah, I thought it sounded like keys jingling or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe Manamana became a baby. Or Manamana, however you say it.
But overall, this was pretty... And again, this is a personal taste for me. It may have been a little bit too much vibrato heavy on some parts, but again, it's a personal thing for me. But overall, it was good, I guess. It had good energy and emotion. Andy?
See, I think that it needed more emotion. I don't know.
I kind of agree. I had something along the lines.
I don't know. It felt a little bland to me at times. Like, the vocals were good, but I just think it needed a little bit more... maybe oomph behind it or something. I don't know. I put down emotional connection because there was emotion, but it didn't feel like she was connected to the song and to the lyrics of the song to me personally. There was like one pitchy note in the middle. The standing for standing here was pitchy. And then at the end, you sang the wrong notes.
Yeah.
For the all at once, everything looks different. It goes, you kind of state, you just repeated like the same
note pattern
that
had
been going
on. I thought it was the world had somehow shifted.
Oh, the world has somehow shifted? Was that it?
I don't know. Somewhere around there. Yeah.
It was that, like, you basically just repeated the same note pattern of a similar phrase earlier, but it actually goes down or something like that. It's all at once, everything looks different now that I see you. Because it was the very last one right before the end. And that was just, like, my one main nitpick on top of the thing about, like, the keys and stuff like that. But overall, I thought your vocals were good. Again, me and you must have different, like, vibrato preferences, though, because I didn't notice the vibrato being, again. Like,
it might be something with my volume being up all the way there.
Yeah, like, you're, like, on super volume. Like, she can hear, like a pin dropping in the background of your recordings tonight.
I know. That's scary. Yeah, I kind of have the same notes. Like, I thought the vibrato was nicely placed in this song, because Mandy Moore had a pretty heavy vibrato in the original. And I agree with Ambi on the emotion and performance. I had down it lacked tenderness to the song. I would have liked a little bit more dynamics, I think. It felt like it was sung very straight-laced, which is good, but, like, I felt
straight-laced. That's a good note. That's similar to what. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
But overall, I thought this was very cute and very youthful sounding. And I don't believe that you're 20, Mr. Sister. But overall, good job.
She's 20?
She's 20. She's a year older than me. Like, I don't believe that. She's older than me.
Wow.
I think. I can go check Facebook now in like 5 seconds.
Do that later. We've got a couple more here that we need to do.
Yeses and noes.
I think we've got three more left.
I had yes.
I had yes.
I had a yes too.
Good job.
We seem to be all like on the same page for every single one of these thus far. We've not really had a huge conflict.
No.
Yes. Yes. It could still happen. It can always happen. Eventually, yes.
So,
all right.
Next up is it
Manamana?
I always thought it was Manamana. Oh, that is Manamana. Say it. Wow. It sounds different in my head.
I just hear the song in my head.
Yeah, the jazzy song, Manamana.